From the CNN Center here in Atlanta, hello everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway with a look at what's happening now in the news. AIG's new CEO says he's optimistic about the insurance giant's ability to pay back billions of dollars in federal aid and get the company back on its feet. The news helped AIG shares surge nearly 30% to more than $30. Elsewhere, financial and technology shares and gains in overseas markets helped propel Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 76 points. S&P 500 and NASDAQ also made some gains in Thursday's action. Stocks did do well despite the latest round of bad news from the unemployment line. This weekly jobless report shows first-time claims rose again, rose more than expected to 576,000. Experts had anticipated there would only be about 550,000 new claims. And that cash for clunkers program is quickly nearing its end. The Transportation Department just announced today that the program will end Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Hundreds of auto dealers are already pulling out of the program, despite initially being its biggest supporters. They're concerned now that the government will not reimburse them. Dealers are complaining that slow processing of paperwork could lead to more sales than the $3 billion the government has set aside for the program. The government says that all of the dealers who participated in the program will be reimbursed. Senator Ted Kennedy has sent a letter to Massachusetts leaders asking them to change a law to allow them to quickly replace him in the Senate. It comes amid growing concern about Kennedy's battle with brain cancer, although aides say there is no change in his condition. Kennedy wants the governor to be able to temporarily appoint someone to the seat when he dies. Current state law requires a special election within 5 months of a vacancy. Hurricane Bill still well out to sea, and it has weakened a bit. Forecasters say it's sending high swells throughout the western Atlantic. Bermuda has posted a hurricane watch, though. Now, the storm center is expected to move between the island territory and the eastern U.S. on Saturday. Right now, Bill's Category 3 hurricane, winds up to 120 miles an hour. And those are the headlines for you right now. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.